This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hello.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. We're coming to you from CPAC Live 2018. Always a pleasure to have you. And, you know, there's a lot of noise in the background. And that's because you have people running up and down and I won't say screaming, but they're very excited about certain things that are happening and what have you. And, you know, I try to bring on people from all walks of life on the show. And I know that last year, and I'm looking for them this year, too, because there's actually a group of conservative atheists. A lot of you say, well, how can you be an atheist to be conservative, right? But when you hear the conservative atheists speak and talk, they have a lot of the same basic values that we have. And I'm tired of hearing about how we're just a bunch of old white guys, and that's what's happening here at CPAC. It's just a bunch of old white guys. But it's not what's happening here at CPAC. I've got Dr. Nasir Shaikh. Now, that's always exciting. Hold on a second. Do I get you now?
Got me now.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. How's the last name pronounced again?
Shake.
Shake. That's easy. I made it hard.
You did.
But always a pleasure. You're first generation Muslim here in this country.
Correct.
Yep. And are you afraid of Donald Trump? Because, you know, he hates anybody but old white guys. You know that.
Absolutely not. I mean, the thing that happened was that everybody was asking me during the election cycle, and, you know, you'd sit at a table, you'd be speaking with friends or colleagues, and the talk would be going on. It's sort of like learning a foreign language.
Right.
You know the language, but nobody else does, and they start speaking, and then after everyone's done, they say, what do you think? And I said, well, I'm for Trump. And they go, really? With that little look of disdain in their face and a little head bob.
Like,
and
how
I go,
could you be for Trump?
Exactly. And I said, as you said, the Republican Party is supposedly known for the old white guys. Well, let me say, I'm a young brown guy. But, you know, I've been a Reagan conservative all my life.
Yeah.
Second generation, I said. And I tell people this. The hyphenation that's been going on in the United States of America, where everybody used to say Italian-American, French-American, Japanese-American, Chinese-American, whatever it is, I've always said that it should be American first,
Yeah. Your
nationality second. So when I identify myself, I tell people I'm an American Muslim,
Yep. And
I love this country, love its values. My parents instilled that when they came here. They came for the American dream.
Well, I always joke, you know, I'm an American of Italian descent. I mean, I am first-generation American. You know, they all came here. They came here legally. They came here on the boat. My aunt likes to tell the story about her coming here, alone, and what this country meant to them, what the country meant to my grandparents. And I think we've lost that. I think we need to have more people like you who have actually had parents that lived in another country and came here not by accident. They came here because they wanted to be here, correct?
Correct. And it's like voting with your feet. You know, Dinesh D'Souza talks about this, that people are voting with their feet. They're leaving behind, in some semblances, okay, their culture, their family, their friends, you know, their job. And they're making a decision based on their, you know, with their heart,
right,
voting with their feet, and with complete faith, saying, you know what, we're going to a foreign land, another country, and we're going to start anew and build a family. And that's exactly what my parents did.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that. Again, I think part of the problem that we have, you know, I grew up with World War II vets in my house. I grew up, you know, with people who had been to other countries, who fought for the freedom of other people and came here. We don't have that anymore. We don't have those vets that are in our legislatures, in our homes. We almost seem to disdain those people, our veterans, because, you know, they fought, and oh my God, they might have killed people. The honor of fighting for one's freedom, I don't know if they just don't understand it anymore, or it's just not in.
Well, you know, Joe, it's sort of the same thing. Look at what happened at the State of the Union. We had that young boy, I forget his name, but he's the one that started the putting 40,000 flags on the grave sites.
God bless him.
And you know what? You had the entire Democratic establishment, the entire Democratic cartel, very few, or if you saw the faces, no clapping of the hands, no standing ovation. I mean, so it's not just happening, okay, within the young or millennials or even people, you know, just everyday normal folk, flyover country. It's not just them. It's even happening at the highest levels of our government.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. So what I tell people all the time is and I get this. Look, I live in a community. I happen to be the chairman of the mayor's prayer breakfast. And they get on my case. They're like, oh, you want to Christianize everybody. No, I don't want to Christianize everybody. I just don't see a problem with prayer. I don't see a problem with praying to something that's higher than I am. Because if I'm your Lord, you're in a lot of trouble. It's not going to work. Sorry. But I hear the same thing, and I don't take that tack. And every Muslim's a bad Muslim, right? And just like every Christian, who's not really a Christian, just because they go to a Christian church doesn't make them a Christian. I say you probably have, pardon the term, but you have Sunday go to meeting Muslims. They probably couldn't find the Quran to save their lives, but they go, you know, they go to the mosque because that's what they do a couple times a year. Now, people have to understand when it comes to our religious beliefs, we are very much all the same in how we live those out. Correct?
Absolutely. And this is the hard part right now, because when we were growing up, I mean, the stuff that's happening now, every time something happens, an incident, whether it's here within our great country or outside, the first thing that, you know, and it shouldn't be this way, but it is, it's like, oh my God, I hope it's not a Muslim, you know, but you know deep in your heart that they have perverted the faith. I grew up, my parents said basically the golden rule. I mean, you know, you just, you know, we pray at home,
you live your life.
Live your life. Yep. And that's what he did. And that's what he said. A lot of the ideals that are espoused within the Republican Party are the same type of ideals that are really within, at least when I was growing up, you know, with the Muslim faith. And that's really why I was attracted to it and drawn to it from the very beginning.
Well, Dr. Nasir, we'll get your contact information. We'll reach out to you again. Love having you on. Appreciate your time here. And enjoy CPAC with all these old white guys.
I certainly will. It's all my right. Second one. Thanks so
Thanks
much,
Joe. Thanks a lot. Thanks for being here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I'm not going to give you the phone number because I wouldn't answer it. I can't anyhow. So if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We are live from CPAC 2018. Lots of stuff going on here. Lots of noise going on, as you can hear. So we've got... Please forgive me. I screw up my kids' names. Patrice? On Wooka?
Yeah.
You got. Well, you got to put it like on. For guys like me, you got to have like 32 point print. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, because I won't wear my glasses, and that's really bad. But anyway.
No worries.
You're with the Independent Women's Forum.
Yes.
And you say all issues are women's issues, but that's not what we've been taught.
Oh, my goodness. We've been told that the only issues women care about are within their body, and that is totally untrue. I mean, when you think about women, we are making household decisions, so we understand managing the purse. We are doctors. We are business owners. You know, we are military service members and family members of the military. So all of the issues that touch our country, from national security to the economy, matter to us.
I know. It's really funny. When you talk to the left about women's issues, it is really, truly about what they call reproductive health. I don't call it reproductive health. But it seems to me they're all feminine type of issues. Unless you talk to a certain group, then you can't have feminine, masculine, all that other stuff. But and it's really funny because I have 4 children, 2 daughters, and I'll tell you what, if you try to fit them in the mold of what the left says they should be, they're not going to fit, because you're right. They're professional people.
Mm-hmm.
They're I don't want to say self-motivated, because I hate that term, but you can't stop them from doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't feel like anything gets in their way.
Yeah, but you know what the left tells us is that we're victims. There's this victim mentality that underscores the whole narrative. We are on campus, we're going to be raped by every man. Now in the workplace, we are going to be harassed by every man. And what we at the Independent Women Forum are trying to say is, no, you are actually empowered. Most of the interactions we have between men and women are 100%, or 90, probably 99% on the up and up. Now for that 1%, that's where we need to see some change in society. But let's get away from painting women as victims in government as our knight in shining armor.
Yeah. Well, you know, I keep hearing about, let's go back to rape culture for a minute, because I got beat up for a piece that I wrote.
Okay.
And my piece was all about, I have 2 daughters. When they went to college, what do you say? I'm a dad, okay? I'm a stereotypical dad who's going, look, if you drink, I don't need to know all the stuff you're doing, but if you're drinking, don't let that drink out of your sight. Don't go to places where you really don't know anybody. You're going into a whole new world at college. You don't know what to watch out for. And according to the left, I'm promoting a rape culture. How the heck am I promoting a rape culture when I'm talking? I'm not approving what the guys might do to my daughters.
Yes.
I'm simply saying, you're going into a rough situation. Please be careful.
That is the right advice to give your daughters. Now, the left wants your daughters to think that they are victims, that every man that they're going to interact with is going to be against them. And that's totally untrue. You know, and I mean, when we talk to young women in the rape culture, it's actually very overstated when we look at the numbers, in part because of how you define rape and how you define that kind of spectrum of misconduct and behaviors, which, by the way, this is also coming back up in the hashtag MeToo movement. So, you know, we talk to young women, we tell them, hey, listen, you make smart decisions and there's personal responsibility, but when you are responsible, then you don't have to find yourself in these situations.
You know, I don't know if you've read some of the stories over the last couple of months, the one woman who wrote that piece about, if you have had sex with someone and 3 months later you regret it, that was rape. Okay? Then there was another woman, a very large woman on a subway. Did you see that?
No.
And she was not very attractive at all. But she was saying, if you would not have sex with me, that is a form of psychological rape. And I'm thinking, here you go again. You've taken the word racist and you've made it of no effect. Because if everybody's racist for everything they do, then it has no meaning. And I always say, you know, 10 years ago, if you had called me a racist, I would stop and, okay, what am I saying? What am I doing to give people that impression?
Yeah.
Today, you almost wear it like a badge. It's the same thing with rape now. They're taking that word rape and they're turning it into, it doesn't mean anything. So if I look at you the wrong way, I give you a hug because of something you did, I'm raping you?
That's what they want you to think. I should lodge an allegation against you. And as a man who can be falsely accused, your career, your reputation, everything goes out of the window. But I'll tell you 2 things about this kind of rape culture and even with Me Too. And I will say Me Too is important for people who are really victims, but it diminishes people who really have suffered heinous crimes. When you lump, you know, a whistle or a colleague who asks you out and you don't find them attractive, along with a boss who actually accosts you, gropes you, and rapes you, that's wrong. And also what's wrong is we're seeing the women's movement and progressive feminists on the left start to bring in other issues like the pay gap, like gender inequality, and call it all economic violence against women. So that is the same as sexual violence. And that's scary, because that's the way they're going to try to win women from a political election standpoint and from kind of a philosophical, we have the right solutions, when they do not.
No, and they're buying into some of this. You know, Nancy Pelosi's the champion for saying that women are being underpaid, yet her staff, consistently, the women on her staff get paid about 21% less than the men doing the same job. job, and you're going, where's the outrage? How come nobody's yelling about that?
Well, when you look at the numbers, this whole wage gap is actually phony. The Bureau of Labor Statistics comes up with this gap that says men earn 20% or 30 cents more on the dollar than women do. But when you read the fine print and go down a little bit further, they explain what that difference is. That has to do with your seniority in the role, your educational background, lots of factors, even the kind of job that you hold, and of course, whether you take time out of the workforce. And so when you look at Nancy Pelosi's office, there may be women maybe getting paid less. It may not because of discrimination, but simply because of the choices that women make in the types of roles that they have, in their level of seniority, and all of those other factors. So again, we are not victims of gender discrimination just because our paychecks don't look exactly alike. There are other factors that go into this, and we push back hard on that narrative.
Now, as a woman, this is just something I can't understand this. At least that's what they tell me when I talk about it. You had all the Hollywood award ceremonies that they
have,
right?
The black, and, in black.
I love this. But here's what I loved. They had black cloth on because it couldn't be a dress. There wasn't enough material for it to be a dress. It's the Me Too move. Stop looking at me as a sexual item or sexual being, but when you're not wearing any clothes, it's kind of hard to do that. You know what I'm saying?
They hit you both ways. So if you don't look at them, why am I not attractive enough? Why you want me to be underdressed? But then you look at them, you're harassing me and I need to lodge a complaint against you. And that's what happens when you have this victim mentality. And we go back to that all the time, but that's what it stems from.
Wow.
And when you push that narrative that women are victims, then they'll start to think that way. And then you say, but here's the solution. We need a federal bill that bans certain behaviors. That you can't get at behaviors of the heart with legislation.
I agree. Patrice Onwuka, thank you so much for being with me
today. Thank you so much.
Independent Women's Forum. You know, and not all women do not all think the same way.
No, we don't.
Wait, I have two daughters. This is true. Anyway, thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. I think we have Sheriff Clark walking up to the table. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When we had fun music, not nasty stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're at CPAC 2018, and I do I love the energy around this place. And this year, I'm walking around and seeing a lot of young people here, a lot of young people trying to get involved and trying to understand what the process is. And I hope this is our best and our brightest to keep growing. I've got Sheriff Clark with me at the table. Always enjoy my time with him. I always enjoy my time when I see him on TV because I love the black and white of your answers. There's no foo-foo there, as I put it.
Yeah. You know, I just don't believe in sugarcoating things. And the reason I don't is because most people get it. All right. Admit what people already know. Don't try to dazzle them. I don't try to dazzle them with my brilliance and talk over their heads. And I remind people too. I say, hey, I don't know everything, but here are my views, and then I can walk you through how I got to those views. You may disagree, that's fine. But too often, as you indicated, in this environment, it denigrates into personal attacks against me and stuff I didn't say and accusations, and I think that's a shame.
I did a piece the other day, because again, when we have these shootings, the fingers start pointing all over the place, and I said, listen, since 1979 to date, we've had 450 people slaughtered in these mass shootings, but from 1900 to 1979, I can't come up with 200 people. All right? And what's changed? What has changed in society that this now is acceptable, if you would?
Cultural rot, a loosening of mores. It's getting away from values, getting away from faith. The things that have made this republic survive as long as it had, this experiment in self-rule. And, we've been duped. We've been hoodwinked into thinking that, nobody's responsible. Nobody's accountable. It's always someone else's fault. Government can fix all these things. And slowly, the left, with their liberal ideology, has made this part of the culture, and we're seeing the negative effects of that.
Well, they're taking over the words. I was just talking to somebody. I said, look, the word racist 10 years ago, 12 years ago, if somebody called me a racist, I would have stopped. I would have listened to what I was saying on the air going, okay, what's giving people that impression? But forgive me for saying it this way, but you almost wear it as a badge these days because you've irritated somebody on the left and they're actually listening to what you're saying. And that's sad, don't you think?
Very sad. You know, that word now, to me, has no meaning. It's thrown around as if it's some sort of sport, right? You're a racist, I'm a racist, everybody's a racist. Well, if everybody's a racist, then nobody's a racist. That's the way I look at it. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about when I said we can't have reasonable debate, discussion, dialogue. I believe that dissent is healthy in a democracy, differing views.
Sure.
Okay. You have to win arguments. If you're going to convince more people, you know, to your beliefs or your public policy, you got to convince them. But the left tries to brainwash people, right? And if they can't win on the merits of the argument, like I said, they turn it personal. And all these things start, you get taken down these rabbit holes, like you said, with this recent shooting in Florida. You know, this has become a ritual.
Yeah.
After every mass shooting, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. The first, you know, hours, obviously, everybody's grief-stricken. Everybody's in shock that, you know, how could somebody take, you know, the firearm and then just mow down, slaughter defenseless people. And then all of a sudden, the politicians stick their nose into it. Breakneck speed, they run to a microphone, and they start with their talking points. And then it all it becomes, once it goes into the political realm, it's all downhill. It's all downhill after that. So, again, once again, after this war, we get dragged down this rabbit hole of gun control. This has nothing to do with gun control. That's not an opinion. There's research, data, and study out there that shows this has nothing to do with gun control. But that's top at the left's ideology and their agenda, and so that's why they always push it after these horrific incidents.
Well, you know, you're totally wrong on that, because it's all about the NRA. You realize that. I heard those kids
which
talking.
I'm a member, yeah. So it's my fault.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, you know, I heard those kids talking yesterday, and I heard the left, you know, CNN is giving them kudos for, oh, look at these kids, and they came out, and they spoke their mind, and they got up there, and they spoke from the heart. And I said, well, if they spoke from the heart, they must have all had the same heart, because they were using the same NRA lines from speech to speech to speech. Give me a break, right?
Yeah, it's a shame. And in fairness to the young people, you know, these aren't kids when they're in high school. I mean, we call them kids, but they're being exploited.
Yeah.
Some of these kids are still traumatized by what happened. Everybody understands that.
Yeah.
Right? To have witnessed or to have gone through what happened to me is unfathomable. It's like I can't even imagine the horror, the grief as they're huddled in classrooms, hiding in closets. So we all understand that. But it's ironic that what's coming from them is right out of the anti-guns playbook, their talking points. I mean, it's too much of a coincidence. So they're being exploited. They're being led astray to serve political purposes. There was a guy that was interviewed on MSNBC. I heard the clip yesterday. And he basically said, look, the media is exploiting this for gun control. This is one of the students from the school.
Yeah, yeah.
Haven't heard from him since. I mean, you know, like all of a sudden leftist media is not interested in a different view on this.
No.
That's a shame. And again, we will do this for a little bit of time, and then after a while, it'll fade from the front pages. It'll fade from top news stories, and then everybody goes home. Nothing solved.
Yeah. Listen, and God forbid you bring the word in mental health. They jump all over you, and you go, look, at nobody in their right minds goes in and mows down, you know, 10, mows down 2 or 3 people, let alone 17 or what have you.
Even one.
Our young people, as you feel, our young people, we've not given them, we've taken away their foundations. They have no value for life. They have no value for their own life. They really don't understand what this picture is all about. Look at their faces. Look at them when they're being interviewed.
Part of the liberal dogma, like I said, that has infiltrated American society. Sure, you know, you talk about mental health, and here's one of the things that I like to point out. As a matter of fact, I did an op-ed It's on my website, dacenterprises.org. It's also in Town Hall, the blog. People just say, we need more money spent on mental health. We need, and I go, wait. Who got the more money argument? What we need are better mental health policies, okay? That was taken away from states back in 1975, the United States Supreme Court decision, O'Connor versus Donaldson, which basically ruled and held that states can no longer involuntarily confine some individual on the basis of mental health unless they exhibited violence. But by that time, it's too late.
That's right.
So I think states need to get their arms back around this. I don't believe this should happen at the federal level. And start coming up with policies that say, if you make these threats or do, you know, these sort, we are going to, I don't mean take you to jail, that's not the place for them, but we're going to confine you in an institution until we can get you back on your meds or figure out what's going on in that head and some therapy to correct that, and we're going to hold you until we do that. And let somebody sue, because that's what's going to happen. They say, well, a guy hasn't done anything violent. No, but either did Nicholas Cruz until last week.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then have it go to the Supreme Court. Maybe the Supreme Court reviews that decision and says, yeah, we erred a little bit. This is a new day, and we have to give states the flexibility within the process. You don't just snatch people up and throw them in an asylum. But they can't do that anymore. So everyone argued to call the police, right? The police hands are tied. I'm not saying the police couldn't have done more in the Florida case, but I'm saying, what do you do with a guy that they say, hey, this guy's threatening this? You look, well, yeah, he made some threats, but he hasn't actually carried them out. What are police supposed to do? Arrest them and take them to jail? It doesn't work. So I think mental health policies need to change, not more spending on mental health.
No, I agree with you. When you have teachers and kids, as you see, you know, whenever one of these shootings happen, I've only got about a minute here, but whenever those shootings happen, I always say the same thing. Stop. Shut up. Don't say anything until we get some information. And you know, 8 out of 10 times you find out the neighbors, the students, the teachers, everybody knew this kid was ready to go off.
The system was blinking red, right? See something, say something, which I think is a failed campaign. But you're right. And then all of a sudden when he does something, then everybody says, well, how did this happen? It was littered with you know, blinking red lights that it was heading that trajectory.
He couldn't have sent off any more fireworks to let you know he was coming. I mean,
exactly.
Give me a break. Sir Clark, look, I really do appreciate what you do out there, the messages that you spread, and your years of law enforcement. My uncle, Bill, was a Boston policeman for 30 years.
Yeah.
He actually started the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association.
Good
I know
him.
What he went through.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of appreciation.
Appreciate
for you.
It.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. And I'm going to get a picture with this man before I let him go. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back. You listen to the real side. There is no free ride. I don't care what the song says. There are no free rides. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, live from CPAC 2018. I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. I know we've had some technical hiccups. That's what you got to call them. It's technical hiccups. I mean, I'm telling you, you got a whole bunch of people here broadcasting. I'm surprised anything works, frankly. But over the years, it's gotten a lot better. And I thank you guys for hanging in with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Kira Ettis joins me, and she was here last year, you know, and you know what? See, you were memorable to me. I remember you were here last year.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Thank you.
And you couldn't remember me, so apparently I didn't leave an impression. But
oh, no. Trust me, I have the worst memory.
So you are the Millennial Outreach Coordinator for CORE.
For CORE, yeah.
All right. And what exactly is CORE?
Uh, Core is the Congress of Racial Equality. It is the conservative leading civil rights group that was virtually chaired by my grandfather, Roy Ennis, may he rest, and my uncle, Nidra Ennis, is now the chairman, and I have been appointed the Millennial Outreach Director. You know, it's basically a fancy way of saying I talk to conservatives, or rather, I talk to millennials.
Well, you talk to the millennials that we can't do, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, I love your uncle, Nigel.
Oh, gosh.
I've had him on before.
Nigel, he's great. I'll keep him around.
Yeah. No, he's a great guy.
He's really great.
So, first of all, you know, millennials aren't conservatives, right? I mean, they have no conservative values at all, do they?
Well you know, clearly some do. Some do. But, you know, they really, I've come to find they're more of a misunderstood crowd. We tend to think, oh, they're very dense, they're just out of touch, they're stupid. And I thought that a little bit for a while before I actually got into, you know, the business of trying to reach out to them. And, yeah, a lot of them are, you know, not in the know, or rather not in the know that they're supposed to be in. They know all the CNN top points. They know all the MSNBC jargon and the drivel. But when you kind of remove all those layers and get to the heart of the matters that are most important to them, they want to earn a living. They want to be independent. They don't want to live perpetually in their mother's basement, you know, and they want to keep what they earn, or at least most of it. And a lot of them are just misinformed. And when you actually, you know, divulge the differences between the parties, you know, the left versus the right, they begin to, like, that light bulb kind of grows.
So we have left millennials and right millennials. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we've always had conservative-leaning millennials. There's just not been that many. And I think the majority of them tended to kind of feel the burn. But a lot of them are even waking up as they start to see the upward, you know, mobility just in general, academically, economically, and so forth under President Trump. I think a lot of them, just like blacks in general, are starting to wake up.
Right.
And that's honestly a big deal for me.
Well, you know, and I, forgive me, but I make fun of the millennials all the time.
Okay.
I look at what they're asking for, I look at what they're doing, and you know, they want free education, and you know, they want a free place to live. And they don't realize what they're asking for, socialism.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever taught these people what socialism is all about?
I think that's actually what you just touched on is the issue. No one, they've been taught socialism, but they've not been taught what it is. They've been taught, oh, it works for Sweden, or it works for this, you know, and it's not fair, you know, give everyone their fair share, and no one should have more than anybody else, and, you know, and they're like, well, I want to be compassionate, I want to be fair, so yeah, I want to be a socialist, but they're not being exposed to the truth and the history and the facts of it, how every single nation that has adapted some kind of socialist policy has come to ruin,
right.
And that at the end of the day, there's just a thing as a free lunch, someone's going to pony up, you know, and the problem with socialism is that you will eventually run out of somebody else's money, and they don't have any to start. So
now, and I've got to say this because I have a field day with this. All right, now you do know that CPAC, right, is only for old white guys.
Of course.
So what is a young African American millennial doing here? Did you not get the memo, or you didn't care, right? You just thought you'd crash our party. What happened?
Well, see, you know, I look at it from the history. They want to put forth that. But I think that's why I'm so bold and so, you know, hardcore outspoken in terms of my, you know, policy, my views, because I do understand that the party was founded by the abolitionists who fought to end slavery, and thus they founded the Republican Party, elected the very first Republican
president. An educated
president.
Millennial, my,
you know,
God.
Then, oh, yeah, it's like, I'm a unicorn. I shouldn't exist. I really shouldn't exist. But think about it. You know, I'm young. I'm a millennial, minority, female,
wow.
Los Angelino, and I'm a hardcore Trumpian. Mathematically, I do not exist.
And we had to come here to get together.
Yeah.
I think that's even more. No, I think, you know, people have forgotten over the years, you know, they're making this big stink about the NRA. But if you do your homework about the NRA, the NRA was formed and came about to allow the black community, then bingo.
Exactly.
Hello.
So for Al Sharpton to go against them and Jesse and Cory Booker and all these other supposed black leaders.
And promote Planned Parenthood.
And promote Planned
Margaret
Parenthood.
Margaret Sanger.
Oh, gosh,
who openly stated she wanted to get rid of the black
community.
They
are a human weed in need of annihilation. Those are her words.
words. And she even went as far as to travel, you know, to black church, you know, coaxing the so-called pastors, I revoked them of their title, to get their black congregant members to get abortions. And I'm thinking to myself, they did it. You know, I'm angry with her, but I have a photo pick with them that actually went along with it.
I wrote a piece that I got beat up over, and I said Margaret Sanger could have cared less about women. What she cared about was getting rid of the black community.
That's
she saw
exactly
the light on society.
Exactly.
Man, they came after me like, you know, I'm going, wait a minute, people. This is just true historical fact. I'm not putting anything in there.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Why do you think there is a Planned Parenthood clinic at every corner in the urban ghettos? Because we're their target. There have been, what, upwards of 60 million babies slaughtered in the womb since the passing of Roe v. Wade. And I would say more than half of those babies have been black babies.
Why can't you get that message out to the black community? Why can't you get the message out that these people are not for you?
They are not. They are not. We have been trying. CORE is working tirelessly to get the conservative message out there. Unfortunately, a lot of my fellow black people are stuck with identity politics because they've been so groomed over the last, you know, 5 to 6+ decades to only think about race, 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 race. So if someone talks to you, they've got to be your same race or claim to be of the Democratic Party if they're white, or if you listen to them. So if they're a white conservative like yourself, oh, forget it. They're the enemy. They're Beelzebub. Pay them no mind. And we have allowed ourselves to be duped. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't seem to understand how it happened.
And now I heard the other night, I was listening. I have to listen to CNN.
And if I
drank, I would drink a lot after listening to them. But one guy said that we had to stop being the white savior of the black community. And I'm going, what does that mean? What we think we're coming in this? We're not. I don't get. I am so lost in these terminologies.
Well, the left portrays themselves as the almighty savior and champion of black people, and yet they are nothing but. They have enslaved us literally for the last half a millennia. They started with the chattel slavery, and the way I look at it is they've never given up the con. They've kept up with the con. They just readjusted. When they lost that, they turned to the KKK, which was founded as their military arm just after the Civil War, and they kept us in the fear of slavery. We were slaves to the fear that they entrenched us in at that time. They lost their hold then. Then they went to the Jim Crow era of the South, where we were slaves to segregation and true, authentic, systemic racism. And then they lost their hold there. Then they came to the so-called Great Society.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up Jim Crow, because I tell people all the time, the inner city is where the black community gets beat up the most when it comes to education, especially. They've got some of the worst schools in the country that are in the inner city, and Jim Crow flat out, at the time, it was illegal to teach a black person how to read, to educate a black person, because if you kept them dumb, you kept them down. Do they not see a correlation here? I mean,
well, if people have asked me that question, and the only thing I can say is I think that the original generation of blacks who first, what I say, signed their souls over to the political devil that is the Democratic Party, back right when we first launched the so-called Great Society, ironic because it made society anything but great for us, and I think that they said, okay, you know what? Yeah, we enslaved you, we entrenched you in fear, we segregated you, but now we want to switch sides. And we're just going to pay you cradle to grave to forget our misdeeds in the past. And then you're going to indoctrinate and brainwash the next generations to come. And we'll flip the bill for your entire existence until you die. And we said, okay, really?
Oh, I love the fact that they say, yeah, we've switched places. Republicans are really Democrats. I go, really? Seriously?
Oh, come on.
Still trying to keep down.
It's like,
God,
if you believe
America,
that, I've got a bridge to sell you.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. I always say the same thing. Go sell it to somebody else.
Please.
You know.
That is just...
Kara Innes, always a pleasure. And
always.
Millennial Outreach Coordinator. I'm glad somebody's working with those people.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If somebody doesn't, then they're going to be easy tickets for the Bernie crowd.
I hear you.
You know, we have to, you know, get them while we can.
Yeah. I hear you. And thanks for being with me. I appreciate
it. Always a pleasure.
Keep up the fight.
I will.
I enjoy your energy. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the rail side on GCN Live, and we're at CPAC Live 2018. You know what? We've got a lot more coming up after the break, and I have got people waiting. I got one of my favorites on deck waiting to come on, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. If you want to get involved in the conversation, I tell you to call me, but you can't. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I'll try to read your question on the air, but I can't guarantee nothing. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a few minutes.